Are you ready to become the detective you've always wanted to be? The mystery waits at Mind Games Escapes, brand new branch at Tiffany's Shopping Center in Salt Rock. Gather your friends and family members to experience the thrills that our escape rooms have to offer. Choose from three unique themes: Escape to Treasure Island, The Great Time Escape, and Medieval Magic. Book your escape room journey online today at www.mindgame.co.za.
And if you're wondering what an escape room is all about, we are joined now on the morning show by June Rudman, who is a puzzle builder, a designer of escape challenges. So your mind works in devious ways. June, welcome to the morning show. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Dave. Lovely to be with you both.
So let's find out, how do you relate to Mind Games, escape rooms, and tell us about your involvement in the design of the various challenges.
Happy to do so. So myself and my partner, Remy Muller, we are a small little enterprise in which we contract technically, but we work very closely with Mind Game Escape. And we're the background. We are the ones who do the puzzle design, the game flow, building, and even the decor and everything else that goes into making an escape room a possibility. So we're the background.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, how do you... sounds like a strange... How do you make an escape room?
Good point. Lots of sweat, blood, and tears, but lots of fun. Lots of fun as well. So there's a bit of a process involved in it. You first start with a storyline, a kind of theme. And from there, because you have to create everything around it, escape rooms are a very immersive experience. So from there, we will create puzzles, a list of puzzles. We'll start to then have to build those puzzles, which is a very challenging part because an idea is great. But to translate it into a puzzle can be a whole nother level. But then it's not just that. We got to make them. There's tech involved, 3D printing, wood builds, all sorts of stuff goes into it. And then it's the decor. That's kind of where I step in a lot. Remy is the builder. I am the make it pretty.
Nice.
So there's a lot of decoration. You got to make it fit because there's a theme. And from there, now we have all these great puzzles, and it's actually the setup. It's, think of it a little bit like set design. You know, it's like a theater stage.
Yeah, okay.
And, of course, it has to be quite robust, though, because you've got people coming in and out quite regularly.
But now I'm beginning to hyperventilate because I'm faced with a puzzle and a time to, sort of puzzles are we talking about?
Well, most escape rooms have like a baseline of puzzles, things that you'd see quite common to an escape room. So it's going to be things like maybe assembling something. You see mazes a lot in escape rooms. These are individual challenges that make the puzzles. But you'll also see things like maybe riddles or word puzzles, possibly calculating something. But we do try and minimize that because nobody likes maths when they're having fun. But it might be putting things in order. It might be working out patterns. And then a big one is code and symbology. So you have to crack the code. It's cryptic. And so these are the base things. But then you always want something quite novel and new. And so we're always trying to come up with different ideas. And then, of course, you adapt those base things and those novel concepts to the theme of the room. And then what is being used a lot in escape rooms these days is technology. So this is to make your puzzles electronic. And that's a lot more exciting because instead of a lock and key or a padlock, which we still have, but instead of that, you kind of, there's this background stuff going on. And then you kind of have to put things in the right order or do something mysterious, and bing, something opens up, and that just gives a little bit more of a wow moment.
That sounds exciting.
It is.
But now you say that, but why would someone want to deliberately go and put themselves in danger like this of being a flop? All your friends are watching you. Yeah. You can't solve the puzzle. No, but why?
Oh, yes, that does happen. Well, I think it's the thrill of a challenge. Like, escape room is a journey that you're going on. It's like a mission that you sign up for, you and a few people, possibly. And
after a few drinks, I would have.
Yeah.
There's no way I'd do it normally.
Yeah.
That can make it very interesting. Especially because it's problem solving in many ways.
And I say that with sincerity because it is sort of, it's adult, isn't it? It's not designed for kids.
So minimum age is 8 because you would struggle. There's a lot of problem solving involved in it. So you'd struggle below that age. But teenagers through to all ages of adults, they get the most out of it because it really tests your communication and your problem solving and even your leadership skills. So
it is family friendly, but not for very small kids. You don't want those things anywhere near.
They'd sort of walk around in circles going, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, with the attention span of a gnat.
Correct.
But it also sounds like it's pretty cool for team building as well.
Yes, you absolutely are right. So team building, it's terrific because one, it's an hour experience. So you don't have to give up the whole day.
Okay.
But also because it really pushes your communication skills, your leadership skills, and your teamwork skills and your problem solving skills. So if you think about that from a business perspective, it helps you grow your self-awareness because you find your strengths, but you also got to find your weaknesses as well in the moment. And I just think it's one of the best things for that kind of stuff because you really are having to work as a team and you find out a lot more about how you do that.
Oh, so what advice would you give to anyone that is now very keen to go and play? What do they need to be aware of?
Top of the list. First, just come with an attitude of, let's go for the challenge and have the best fun with it. But top of the list is to communicate. Because, you know, like in one escape room that I was observing, we had a group of people in a corner, but one individual was walking around. They found something. They found a key, right? Okay. But what they did is they walked around the entire room trying it out, but they forgot to tell everybody else. And it turned out that the key was actually for the very thing that the rest of the team was working on. So communicate, but also de facto, listen, because somebody may say something. Don't dismiss them. Listen to them. You never know. They could have figured something out. This is a challenge, a problem-solving thing. So you never know who's got the right idea.
Yeah. You know, King, I think we've got to go and do one of these.
Honestly, I'm
seeing through a pain dimly, you know. I more or less got the picture, but I can't imagine in real practical terms how this would... I mean, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
But let's go check it out.
Let's go check it out. I'm keen.
So give us the details about the rooms that you've currently designed and what does one need to do to come and play?
So we have a website. Please do book. It's so you can secure your slot there. It's a 500 Rand deposit. It is www.mindgame. There's no S at the end.
Single, mindgame.
Mindgame.co.za. And you can see all our different rooms there because we also have our oldest premises in Granada, in Shlanga. So Granada Square, sorry. And so you can see all of our different rooms and book there. And then it's, you know, just bring yourself, bring your happiness, bring your joy and just get involved.
And how long does it typically take to crack the code and to escape?
Well, you're given an hour. So if you don't complete in the time, we'll have to come and release you. But typically it can take anything. You get your kind of escape room enthusiasts and they really understand escape rooms. So they can maybe do it in 20 minutes. I mean, that's impressive. But otherwise, you know, right through to people that actually don't quite finish it, but maybe come back to give it another crack. For instance, in Amshlanga, we have one of our hardest rooms. It's Order of the Nine. And I didn't build that one. We sort of came in a bit later. But I've done it twice, and I have yet to crack it. And I build puzzles.
Sure. Well, it's excitement to be had for a price. And June Rudman is the designer of these excitements, these puzzles, these escape room challenges. So if you didn't crack it and you feel like a flop, you can come and speak to June.
It's my fault.
You can speak to her nicely. Whereabout in, I know it's Salt Rock, but just give us a clue. And it's a it's an escape room.
Yes. Yeah.
Whereabout in Salt Rock would you find this?
That is the first mystery. No, it's in Tiffany's Center. We're very pleased to be hosted there. We've moved into there, sort of started setting up in November, opened up in January. Setup takes a long time. And yeah, we're there on that first floor. So, you know, go up the stairs above Bird & Co., I think it is. Yeah.
Okay.
And there we are. And of course, there's lots of nice places to go and eat afterwards or before. But yeah, come have fun. fun.
So it's kind of holiday time now, and I would imagine the perfect opportunity to get together with your besties and to go and have some fun of a different sort. And this is the point. It is different. Mm. I think we're all looking for experiences these days.
Absolutely. Yep.
June Rudman has created some very challenging and entertaining experiences at Mind Game Escape. In Salt Rock. June, thanks so much for joining us on the morning show.
My absolute pleasure. It was really lovely to be here. And please, come play.
Oh, you don't have to ask me twice. I'm there right now. Let's go. And the morning show continues while we dash away to Mind Game Escape.